Good evening po sa inyong lahat. Ako po si Christian Esguera and welcome po sa ating episode ngayong gabi dito po sa ating Facts First Podcast. So today is February 2, 2024. Maraming salamat po sa patuloy niyo pong pagsuporta dito po sa ating Facts First Podcast. Okay, marami po nagtatanong sa inyo, no? Especially online, no? Pinaparating niyo. Ano pa pwedeng ikaso rito kay dating Pangulong Rodrigo Duterte? Dahil na dahil yung mga binibitawang salita. Kung nasubaybayin niyo po yung mga sinabi niya noong Davao Rally, grabe, lahat na yata pwedeng ibinuhos against President Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr., tinawag na adik, ang base ng iba, in-instigate yung military, yung armed forces, tapos after that, nanawagan pa na ang gusto ro niya, humiwalay ang Mindanao dito sa Republika ng Pilipinas. So kung sinasabi ni iba, mukhang nakalimutan yata ni Pangulong Duterte na wala na siyang immunity, na ordinary citizen na lang siya. So ito ba mga binitawan ni dating Pangulong Rodrigo Duterte? Mukha ba itong calculated, meant to achieve, of course, a particular end? And madali namang basahin niya, no? Self-preservation. Pero the other question is, should he be taken seriously? So yun po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayong gabi. So in-invite po natin isang eksperto pagdating po sa batas. And of course, we'll also talk about the other contexts and implications ito mga binanggit ni dating Pangulong Duterte, pati na rin po itong girian nila ng mga Marcos at ng mga Romualdez. I'd like to welcome to our program again si former Supreme Court Justice Tony Carpio. Magandang gabi, sir, and thank you for joining us po dito sa Facts First.
Magandang gabi, Christian. Magandang gabi sa mga viewers natin.
Yun po, Justice, nilatag ko lang po issues. Ang dami kasi nagtatanong eh. Ano ba yung mga pwede ikaso rito sa mga binitawan na salita o yung mga actuations ni President Duterte? Or should he even be taken seriously? Ano po ba tingin nyo?
Well, there are two possibilities, no? Yung sedition at saka inciting to sedition. Yung sedition naman, ang requirement niyan, there must be a public uprising, tumultuous, to attain by force, intimidation, or other illegal means certain objectives like depriving the national government or its lawful officers from exercising their functions. So, pag secession, yun yung that will fall under that. Depriving the national government or its lawful officers from exercising their functions over that area. No. But let us say my public uprising, no? But you other requirements, second requirement, tumultuous, mukhang wala eh, no? And to attain by force, intimidation, or other legal means, wala pa naman silang ginagamit na force, wala pa namang intimidation, wala pa namang other illegal means. Alam mo, yung nadinig ko na sinabi niya na we will secede, we will take out Mindanao from the Philippine Republic. Lumang tugtugin eh, no? Panis na ito. Matagal na, kay Ruben Canoy pa ito eh, 1960s pa ito eh.
Yung One Mindanao po, no?
Yung One Mindanao. So, kasi ang requirement dyan, tumultuous. Wala naman. Mukhang pag yung in-announce niya, everybody was buyoning. Wala namang epekto, no? Definitely walang sedition because wala naman siyang ginamit na force, intimidation, or other illegal means. Nagsalita lang. So, does this fall under inciting to sedition? Yung inciting to sedition naman, ang requirement doon, you are instigating others to commit imminent lawless violence. Yung effect on the audience is to immediately conduct lawless violence. Yun yung inciting to sedition. Yung sinabi niya yan, walang sumunod sa kanya, wala namang ginawa, nakinig lang, pumasok sa left ear, lumabas sa right ear, everybody yawned. In other words, ano ba yan? Lumang tugtugin na yan. So, hindi pwede inciting to sedition kasi mataas masyadong requirement ng citing to sedition eh, kasi that is free speech, no? Sa free speech, very high ang protection. Pwede, the government can suppress, can restrain or punish speech pag ano lang, 4 cases lang. Pag pornography, wala namang pornography ito. Pag false or misleading advertisement, wala naman ito. Ito, committing, inciting to imminent lawless act. Pero wala namang imminent lawless act na ginawa yung tao, yung nadinig. Entered one ear, left the other ear, wala namang reaction. So walang, it did not incite to sedition. The other one is okay. Danger to national security. No? So, ano ito? DAD. This is a DAD. Walang epekto sa tao. It did not incite the people to lawless activity, to lawless actions. So, in fact, ano eh, nakakatawa ito eh. For me, this is this is a comedy already eh. At saka alam mo, to separate from the Republic, kakalabanin mo yung armed forces of the Philippines because nasa constitution natin, ang assigned task sa kanila officially to secure the integrity of the national territory. Ito yung nakadrill sa mind nila na they have to keep the national territory intact. Eh pag nagsisid ka, kakalabanin ka talaga ng military kasi yun yung ano nila eh, immediate reaction. Ito yung na-drill sa kanilang consciousness eh, na they have to maintain the integrity of the national territory. Walang sasama sa kanya. I can guarantee you, walang sasama na active officers. Siguro yung mga retired will try to humor him, no? Pero pag yung mga retired, if they join, mawawala yung pension nila. Napakalaki yung pension nila. So may ano yon? May... Okay. May problema sa kanila. Wala namang susunod sa kanila from the LGU. Kasi yung LGU depends on the national government for the IRA, Internal Revenue Allotment, and that comprises 50 to 70% of their fund for their expenses. 50 to 70% of expenses come from are financed by the IRA. Mawawala sa kanila yan. And they don't generate income naman. Sa third, walang sasama sa kanila na from the executive departments operating in that area in Luzon. Wala. Mawawala ka ng sweldo, mawawala ka sa, you will be dismissed from government. At saka yung judiciary, walang sasama sa kanila na courts. Wala. At saka yung businessmen. Bakit sasama yung businessmen? Mawawala yung IRA, di pipigayin nila yung mga local businessmen to pay the salaries of their... Walang sasama sa kanila. It's really a comedy for me to say na we will succeed. At this age and time, walang sasama sa kanila. First of all, they're not even a religious group na katulad ng mga Muslim na talagang historical yan, no? Pero ito sila just because na hindi binigay sa kanila yung confidential fund. Just because there's a charter change proposal, that's not walang sasama dyan. Talagang okay. This is just a threat na, well, it's an empty threat, no reaction from the public.
Okay. How about yung ano po, Justice? Yung paulit-ulit niyang sinasabi na addict si President Bongbong Marcos, kesyo nasa drug list daw ng PIDEA. Tapos paulit-ulit, addict, nagmumura pa. Yun ba? Pwede po ba siya maging basis para makasuhan siya rin?
Well, ang ano dyan, the person who is accused of being an addict should file a libel case. So, pag hindi totoo yun, the defense of a person who is libeled, who is slandered, is to file a libel case. Intayin natin si President Bongbong to file a libel case. Sabi rin ni Bongbong, nagfi-fentanyl siya. Let's wait for President Duterte to file a libel case. Wala, hindi naman sila nagpa-file ng libel case against each other. So, either that means either totoo yung sinasabi, when you don't counter it with a libel case, mukhang totoo, no? At saka, both of them don't want to file a libel case. Ano ba ito? They don't want to defend their reputation. Normally, that's the situation. You defend your reputation by filing a libel case, no? Pero sa kanila, it just bounces. So, political ano ito, political theater ito, the way I look at it.
So, nagpapatutsadahan lang, no? Yan ang term dyan, no? Para mga bata na nag-aaway, no? Ikaw, adik ka, eh, ikaw nga. Parang ganun, di ba po?
Yeah, parang ganyan. Talagang, and it's so funny because they are head of state and former head of state and nag-accuse sila na adik ka, para mga bata.
Perfect ano yun, characterization para mga bata. Anyway, so this is something that shouldn't be taken seriously as far as you are concerned. Yung mga binibitawang salita ni President Duterte, despite the context.
No, yung kay President Duterte na si Session, it's impossible for him to carry it out. Walang susunod sa kanya. Walang gago na susunod sa kanya. Yung charges on, they're destroying each other. Kasi, of course, if you say na adi ka, masama yan eh. And the fact that they don't even sue for libel, baka may laman niya, no? So, the both of them nasisira.
Okay. Ano to? Para mutual destruction? Ganun mo ba?
Yeah, okay. They're destroying each other.
Okay. Pero pag ganyan, ano ba yung basa nyo na parang goal dito ni dating Pangulong Duterte for floating all those ideas,
yung purpose,
no? Yung purpose niya.
Yung purpose niya, kasi number one, tinanggalan si Sara ng confidential fund. Galit siya doon. Sinabi niya, binira niya buong Congress, no? Secondly, kasi yung Chacha, the purpose of Chacha from the way he looks at it is to knock out Sara in 2028. Kasi as of now, pag ang kalaban niya sa 2028 si Martin and it's a presidential, mukhang lamang na lamang si Sara. So for Sara to be taken out of the equation, convert the system of government to parliamentary, knock out si Sara. Advantage kay Martin yon. So that's the way that Duterte see this play.
Okay. Sinabi na rin naman niya yun, no? Openly. Diba? Dati pa, bago pa yung very colorful speech niya doon sa Davao Rally po. No? Pero let's talk about itong PI. Kasi ito yung mga, ang dami kasing, no? Meron dalawang political clans na nagka-clash. Sanga-sanga yung issues na ginagamit nila against each other. Tapos in between, nagagamit yung tunay na kausa to protect the interest of the people. So isa-isahin po natin yung PI. So, ano po ba ibig sabihin na hindi na po siya, parang hininto po yung proseso as far as the COMELEC was concerned?
That's very strange, no, and even suspicious. Kasi under the rules of the COMELEC, they have no choice but to dismiss the petition. Kasi sa petition, sa rules nila, it states there, ha, that what cannot be the subject of a people's initiative? Constitutional revision. Nakalagay sa rules nila. Tapos, how do they find, sabi nila, the only proper subject of a people's initiative is amendment of the Constitution. So, di-define nila yung amendment. Naka-define doon. Amendment refers to an addition. It adds, reduces or deletes, but does not affect the basic principle of the Constitution. No, so in other words, you cannot touch the basic principle, and there is one basic principle: check and balance in the government and even in the legislature. Ang proposal nila is right now, if you want to call a constituent assembly of the House and the Senate, both House and the Senate must adopt a resolution concurring to the calling of the Constituent Assembly. Hindi one, the one chamber, the House alone cannot call a Constituent Assembly. The Senate alone cannot, both must agree. That is the situation now. Under the proposal nila sa PI, either the Senate President or the House Speaker can call a Constituent Assembly. Malaking bagay yan. Oh, so, yun ang change. The second change is, ngayon, pag voting, pag nag-Constituent Assembly sila, nakalagay, they can propose amendments by 3/4 vote of all its members, period. Walang voting jointly eh. Kasi ang definition ng House is, the House consists of the Senate and Congress is composed of the Senate and the House. So without the House, there is no Congress. Without the Senate, there is no Congress. There is Congress if both are present. Yun ang meaning yan. Congress, it consists of the House and the Senate. So an action of the House alone is not an action of Congress. An action of the Senate alone is not an action of Congress. So when the Constitution says Congress by 3/4 votes can propose amendments to the Constitution, you have to get the vote of both, consent of both, approval of both. Ngayon, ang binigay ng proposal ngayon ng PI is Congress voting jointly. Ang meaning yan, hindi na separate. You add all their votes and you count 3/4, yun na yun. So the House has 316 members, the Senate has 24, you add that up, it's 340 members, 3/4 of that, it's 255. The 255 3/4 can all come from the House. So mawala yung check and balance. So hindi na Congress yan, kasi House lang. Pero kasi ipasok mo yung word jointly. Yun ang meaning. Ang gusto ng House, the Speaker alone can call a Constituent Assembly and the House alone by 255 votes can propose amendments. Binaliwala nila yung Senado.
Opo. So ibig
sabihin, yun ang meaning yan. So the question is that an amendment or a revision? There are cases like that in the US where we adopted the concept of People's Initiative, no? Na sinasabi nila, if you alter the check and balance in the legislature, that is a revision. At napakadaming kaso na yan. So, that's why when the court decided Lambino, minention yan eh, na when you alter the check and balance, that is a revision. Ngayon, ang sabi ng House, ng COMELEC ngayon sa rules nila, without altering the basic principle involved. So itong proposal ngayon ng People's Initiative will alter the basic principle of check and balance in the legislature, in Congress. So nakalagay sa rules ng COMELEC yan eh. So they have no choice but to dismiss. Kaya ang tingin ko, sinuspend nila para i-massage nila yung rules, no?
Ah, okay. O hindi ba parang graceful exit yun? Para to save face for those who were pushing for it?
Pwede din. Pwede rin na graceful exit. They will sit on this suspension. It will take time. Tapos dadating na yung 2025. Pero we're not sure of that. There's another logic to it eh, na baka gamutin nila yung rules.
Ganon. Pero ibig sabihin, if they're to follow their existing rules, dapat dismiss na ito. Kasi nga,
yes, wala silang choice. Very clear. Wala silang choice. Kasi yung rules nila, they adapted that from Lambino. Kasi klaro sa Lambino, I was the ponente there, na if you change the check and balance, that is a revision. Nakalagay doon eh. Very clear eh. So they adapted it. Ngayon, it ties their hands now. They have no choice but to dismiss this petition. So, kaya yung nadinig ko na suspend nila, it could go either way. Ha? Well, we'll all be happy pag upuan nila. But it could go the other way.
alam nyo, Justice, happy ako na kayo nakakausap ko rito sa specific issue na ito. Kasi kayo, sa mga hindi po masyadong familiar dun sa ano, dinidiscuss ni Justice, siya po yung ponente, siya po yung sumulat ng decision. And of course, it got majority support from the Supreme Court. Anong taon po ba ito? 2003 ba? Or 1? Yung Lambino versus Comelec.
No, a little bit later yon.
A little bit later, okay. So, straight from the person who wrote the decision na po yung pinag-uusapan natin. You know? Tsaka, on principle, hindi ba napakagarapal na, no? Papalitan mo yung provision ng Constitution para pwede kang mag-con us at magawa mo yung gusto mo without the concurrence of the other house. Ibig sabihin, pwede siyang gawin on its own by the Senate or on its own by the House. Pero in this case, ang nagpapakana, yung mga taga-house, no? Yun naman ang lumalabas dito, eh. Di ba? Ganun po kasi yung issue.
Yeah, that's true. And there is another stranger than fiction here. Kasi ang rationale nila, we have to amend the Constitution because of the economic provisions which are preventing us from getting more investments. It is preventing us from getting more employment. Lahat na economic ills natin, tinapon na nila, they now blame the economic provisions of the Constitution. That's why we have to change it. Sabi ko, eh okay, if you want to change it because it's really necessary, bakit paligoy-ligoy ka? Gawin ninyo people's initiative and you will only have one subject matter, open up the economy. Sabihin lang ninyo, in all of those provisions, just add the phrase, unless otherwise provided by law. Tama yung House eh, ang Congress eh, ang Senate rather.
Senate, RBH number 6.
Oh, unless otherwise, sinasuggest ko lang, dagdag nila yung subject to reciprocity. Kasi bakit tayo bubukas yung China hindi bumubukas, Vietnam hindi bumubukas, India, Indonesia. Yung mga bumukas lang ang mag-benefit sa pagbukas natin. That's reciprocal. So, in other words, napakasimple yung problema. If they really want to address the economic provisions, just set, limit the amendment to the economic provisions. Pumapayag ng House eh, ang Senate. Sabi ng Senate, papayag na kami. Ito na yung resolution. Eh, ayaw huminto ang House to collect signatures. So, I mean, there's something there, no? Pag talagang gusto nila tapusin ito para hinto na yung debate, the House should just accept the proposal of the Senate. Eh, yung House, continue pa rin yung gathering of signature. Yun lang, that's the other thing there. Pag talagang gusto lang ninyo economic provision, why do you want a blank check to revise the Constitution? Revision yan eh. Simple lang ito. Amendment lang ito eh. Bakit revision ang hinihingi? Power to revise ang hinihingi ninyo?
Mukhang obvious naman po yung sagot dyan, Justice. Eh, no? Magpatay Malaysia muna tayo, pero obvious naman niya. Ang isa ko pang issue rito, dahil dito sa political theater na ginagawa nila, ginagastos nila yung resources natin. Buwis ng tao yung ginagastos dyan. Di ba? I mean, for their selfish interests. Isa ko pong tanong, Justice, no? Kasi lagi naman itong napapag-usapan. Pag kinonvert ba yung Congress into a constituent assembly, to amend or revise the Constitution, meron bang paraan to make the suggestions very specific? Kunwari, economic provisions lang. Or talagang wala yun. Pag nag-convert sila into a constituent assembly, talagang anything goes. You cannot do anything about it.
My solution si Father Bernas dyan. Sabi ni Father Bernas, you don't have to meet together. And kasi that's a danger. Ayaw ng Senado yan eh. Pwede ipasa ng House and then ipasa separately by the Senate, you still get the 2/3 per chamber. And substantially, it complies with the Constitution. So sabi niya, tsaka tingin ko, the Supreme Court will not strike it down eh. Kasi ito yung solusyon eh. There is now an impasse eh. Because hindi klaro yung Constitution, this is now the solution. Very innovative. It complies substantially na must be approved by 3/4 vote of the House and 3/4 votes of the Senate. So, okay lang yun. So, I think if this is ginawa yan ng House and Senate, separately they approve it, if somebody questions that in the Supreme Court, I think the Supreme Court will say that's substantial compliance.
So, okay.
So, yun ang solution.
In short, Justice, kung talagang gusto lang nila ay palitan yung economic provisions, hindi na natin kailang daanan itong PI na ito, itong sangkatutak na drama. Diba? Yes. Mag-pass sila ng ano, supportahan nila yung kanya-kanyang resolution, tama po ba? Ilalagay lang sa economic provisions unless otherwise provided by law, i-approve ng Senate, approve ng House, tapos. Diba?
Yes.
Ganun kasimple. Pero syempre, dapat po bantayan din ating mga mamamayan, ng ating mga mamamayan, yung gagawin na specific na batas sa Kongreso. Kasi ano rin yan, pwede mo rin sabihin, tama po ba, na blank check yung unless otherwise provided by law. Eh ano pero, ba yung ipoprovide ng law?
But if they do that, economic provisions lang ang mapapalitan nila. Ang suggestion ko nga, alam mo doon sa amendment to the Public Service Act, binuksan natin yung telecom, ang dami, transportation.
Mm.
Pero I suggested to a friend in the House, sabi ko, isingit mo yung subject to reciprocity para hindi naman tayo dehado. Bubuksan natin yung telecom natin, but China does not open its telecom. China will buy a telecom company, kontrolado nila. Tayo, we cannot even control one of their telecoms there, no? Assuming that we become rich. So, sabi ko, subject to reciprocity, nalagay yan. So, it's there now. So, dapat ilagay rin natin yan when we say, unless otherwise provided by law, subject to reciprocity. Para patas naman. No? Kasi right now, for example, Vietnam allows only up to 49% foreign ownership in telecom. Indonesia allows only 49%. China allows only 25% if it is a landline, and 49% if it is cellular. So, pag binuksan natin yung atin, they can own 100% in a Philippine company. We cannot own 100% in a Vietnamese or Indonesian company. So, hindi that's not fair. So, ilagay lang natin subject to reciprocity.
Okay. Sana makinig yung Kongreso. Although, para mga abogado yun, kanya-kanya interpretation, kanya-kanya opinion. Di ba po? Well, maraming salamat, Justice Carpio, for joining us tonight. No? Salamat po sa matyagang pagpapaliwanag. Kasi yung ginagawa nyo rito, basically, it's civic and legal education. No? Nakakalibre po kami, tsaka yung 10 ng mga tagapakinig po natin. Maraming salamat po, Justice.
Maraming salamat rin, Christian, and maraming salamat sa mga viewers natin. Thank you. Good evening.
Okay. Magandang gabi po. Yan, ayan po si Justice Carpio. Binulabog natin sa kanyang pagpapahinga. Well deserved rest. Pero maraming salamat talaga sa kanya for accommodating our request for interview. So, sana pa malinaw sa inyo, no? Medyo complicated yung discussion kanina. And sana po tumulong kayo sa pagpapaliwanag sa ating mga kababayan nitong nangyayari, no? For instance, yung binabanggit na alam mo yung gusto mangyari ng mga may pakanaan ng People's Initiative. Diba? Lumalabas siya ng gusto nila, tanggalan ng poder yung mga senador. Hmm? Nakalagay doon kasi, boboto sila as one basically. So, imagine niya naman, no? 316 House members versus senators na 24. Eh, miski hindi nga sila pumunta rin sa botohan, eh. Matatalo sila, no? Wala silang pagkakataong manalo dyan, even if they decide to vote as one. By sheer number. Tapos pangalawa, either the Senate or the House Speaker pwede magpatawag ng Constituent Assembly. E nasaan po yung konsepto na ang ating Kamara dapat dalawang kapulungan? No. Sabihin, pwede ka palang kumilos mag-isa na one approval nung isang chamber. Nakakabahala po yun, no? And of course, isang issue na dapat tutukan dito dahil sa pagsusulong ng iilan sa kanilang mga political na interest, eh ginagamit pa yung resources natin. No? Sa tingin niyo po ba, wala bang gastos yung mga yan? No? Hindi ko sinasabi specifically yung PI, no? Pero ibig sabihin, for example, magkukunda ka ng public hearing, etc., etc., pag sa kongreso ka, hindi ba gastos ng ano yan? ng taxpayer money. Oh. Sabihin, kung gusto mo isulong yung political interest mo, buti kung pera mo yung ginagastos mo eh. Hindi naman eh. Ganun talaga eh. Alam nyo, napakaraming dapat palitan sa sistema natin, sa politika, etc., etc. Pero I don't even know where to start. Minsan talaga nakakasawa na, nakakabusit na eh. Pero syempre, babalik ka pa rin doon sa pagiging positive natin kahit napakahirap mo talaga, sabi nga iba, no? Napakahirap mo mahalin Pilipinas pag nakikita mo yung pagmumuka ng mga hayok sa kapangyarihan ng mga politiko na ito. At bobulahin ka pa, no? Harap-harapan. Wow naman. Ayun, meron po tayong bago explainer. In-upload po natin kaninang alas 7 ng gabi. Kung gusto niyo po mas maintindihan yung issue ng economic provisions at kung ano po ba yung motibo ng mga may pakananyan, no? Pwede niyo po panoorin. Naka-upload na po dito sa ating channel yung economic provisions. Meron po tayong mga darating na komentaryo at mga explainers in the coming days. Doon po sa mga nagsubmit ng kanilang Factstatics Unite videos, maraming salamat po. Ayun, dito naman sa nagtatanong. Ito yung kinikwento ko sa inyong t-shirt. Yan, ito yung latest edition natin. Na sana hindi na kopyahin ng mga walang hiyang na memeke dyan sa Shopee at saka sa Lazada. Ang kakapal ng mga pagmumuka, no? Parehong pictures na nandun sa official stores natin. Kinuha lang, tapos nagbebenta. Parang awa niya na po, no? Ang Factstatics, hindi po nagpapabudol at hindi po bumibili ng peke. Ayan, nakakapal ang pagmumuka nila, no? Huwag niyong please lang po, no? Huwag niyong tatangkilikin itong mga ganito. Ito, ang pangalan sa Shopee, Scout IEEI. Ayan, isa po yan sa mga notorious na namemeke ng ating, ng ating mga merchandise. Uulitin ko lang po, no? Scout IEEI. Peke po yan, okay? Kinagamit po yung brand natin. Punta lang po kayo rin sa official store natin, Factstatics. Ay, sorry, Facts First Official. Tsaka Facts First Nation. Makikita nyo naman, di ba? Makikita nyo mga reviews, tsaka number of purchases. So, madali namang malaman kung ito yung legit na store. Okay, and ito yung latest natin pang Valentine siya, no? Facts Over Feelings. Tapos sa likod nito, nandun yung logo natin. Ayan. Hindi siya... Pink ba siya? Technically, meron tayong paliwanag kung bakit ganyan ang kulay. You know? It's somewhere between pink and red, pag inisip nyo. Okay? We will make this available in the coming days. Okay, mag-alala. Yan, pang Valentine's natin. Medyo inano ko lang, binrake in ko lang ngayong gabi dahil special na araw po ito para sa atin. No? Alam nyo po ba kung bakit special itong araw na ito? Birthday po kasi ni Barry Gutierrez. At saka birthday na rin po ng inyong lingkod. Ayan, magka-birthday kami niyan si Barry Gutierrez eh. Nagkaalaman kami kailan ba, mga 5 years ago. Ayun, nakita ko lang binabati siya, tapos may bumati sa birthday pala natin. Okay, ilang naman yun. Nga pala, kagabi, nag-record ako ng episode. Recorded yung episode natin kagabi kasi I had to attend this special occasion. Yung nagkaroon po ng event, yung San Beda Alumni Association. So, dyan po sa Manila Hotel. And isa po tayo sa mga pinarangalan na mga alumni ng San Beda. San Beda High School po kasi ako eh. Ayan. Unfortunately, schoolmate ko si dating Pangulong Rodrigo Duterte, yung human rights violator. Pero siya sa College of Law. Ako naman po, nandun sa graduate po ako ng San Beda High School. So, pinarangalan po tayo as one of the outstanding alumni dun po sa larangan naman ng media and journalism. So, hindi man ako mahilig masyado talaga mag-a-attend na mga ganyan. Pero, this one was very special to me. Alam niyo po ba kung bakit? Dahil, in journalism career ko, talaga nagsimula po yan nung high school sa San Beda. And I wanted to give importance to that award as a tribute to my mother, sa nanay ko po. Kasi siya po yung nag-encourage sa akin to join journalism. Wala naman kami masyadong alam nung 1990s. Hindi naman namin alam kung ano ba yung journalism na yan. Pero ano yan eh. Sabi niya sa akin, ano ba yung tinuro niya, no? Kinukuha niya yung card ko nung high school ako. Sabi, ano ba yung yan? Sign na yan, cub recorder. Sabi ko, ano yata yan, yung campus paper. Oh, sali ka yan. Ayun, sumali ako. And the rest was history. So 30 years later, nandun pa rin po tayo sa industriya. And nga, tulad nung nag-post ako sa Facebook about it, kung ano yung passion ko when I was in high school about journalism, yung mga values na natutunan ko ron, for some reason, hindi nawawala. Ganun pa rin ako ka-passionate dito sa ginagawa. Hindi ako nagdadrama, no? Kinikwento ko po ito sa inyo dahil hindi para magbuhat ng bangko. Tulad ni Ronald Llamas, then joke lang po. Tulad na ibang mga, ano, mga journalist dyan, diba? Mga konting award, nakapost na, no? Alam na mga kakilala ko, mga kaibigan ko, na critical ako dyan sa mga ganyang award. Alam nyo ba kung bakit? Kasi, not to demean anyone, no? Pero minsan kasi nagagamit yung mga awards to... Hindi ito, ah. I'm very happy yung natanggap ko rito sa San Beda Alumni Association. Sinasabi ko lang, ayoko ng kalakaran na... Di ba napapansin yun, dami-dami nagbibigay ng mga awards sa mga media ngayon? Yung may mga kanya-kanyang schools, mag-organize ng awards ceremony, di ba? Tapos papupuntahin yung mga outstanding media practitioners, diba? Yung mga news anchor of the year, yung mga ganon. Pag iniisip mo, sino ba itong award-giving body na ito? Tapos number two, nagiging ano sila eh, parang mutual sipsipan, di ba? So yung mga media na hayok naman sa awards, pupunta, i-amplify, ipopost yung awards na nakuha sa kanila, and then in the process, nalilegitimize yung award. Yung award naman, in the process, nalilegitimize naman yung mga ibang media practitioners. Sa pagtinignan mo, questionable yata yung ginawa nito mga ito, no? Anyway, pasensya na kayo, no? Baka sabi yun, napakasalbahe ko. Ilang naman sa akin, no? So, medyo ano ko dyan. Yun ang honest opinion ko sa ganyan. So, ayan. Sabi ng isa, si Llamas, nabanatan pa. De, joke lang naman. Alam naman yan. Naghahanda lang para kung sakali next guesting kasi babawian ako niyan eh. So medyo nag-iipon tayo ng konting banat. Ayan. Kachat ko siya kanina. Nandun siya ngayon sa birthday celebration ni ano ni Barry Gutierrez. I think sa UP yata. Ayan. Tapos ito, may mga babatiin po tayo. Maraming salamat kay Ma'am Rina Basilio Pasyon. Ayan. Mga kaibigan natin dyan po sa Canada. Ayan, nagpadala pa ng cake kanina. Ako, maraming salamat po. And then, happy birthday din po sa kanyang late father tomorrow, February 3. Ayan, maraming salamat po. Tapos si Gerald Paul Datario. Ako, maraming salamat sa iyo, Gerald. Sabi niya, I'm a big fan. We always watch your stream live stream or on replay. We appreciate the journalism that you do. Maraming salamat. Sir. Tapos si Sir Joaquin Olianto Jr. Ayan, maraming salamat po sir sa suporta and binabati rin po natin ang kanyang asawa na si Ma'am Agnes. Ayan, Lianto. Ayan, maraming salamat po. Si Marvin Ravalo, maraming salamat sa iyo watching from Riyadh. Ayan, maraming salamat po sa mga bumate, no? Normally tinatago ko 'yan eh, pero ano na 'yan eh, it's out in the open na. Ayan. Feb 2 ang birthday natin. Ayan. Ayan. Sabi nitong fan natin, di asawa ko to, bagay ang shirt. Nakakamistiso lalo raw. Ayan. Asawa ko to nag-comment. Nanonood siya. Okay. Sabi ni Ramel Gabrito, Carpio for Senator. Why not? No? Coconut. E mananalo ba yan? Gusto niyo ba ng matalino sa Senado? Parang hindi niya naman yata gusto, no? Tingnan niyo yung crop of senators ngayon. Ilan ba dyan yung may utak? Marami may utak, pero meron ding parang... Basta ganun. Hindi ko nasasabihin. Ayan. 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 Okay. O, sige. Maraming salamat po sa inyo, no? Oh, nag-agree si ano, si Ma'am Benji De Ubago. I couldn't agree more. Rewards. Ayan, no? Medyo ano kasi, medyo weird, no? Yung para bang ginagamit for clout ng ilang mga kasama natin sa industry, yung mga kung ano-ano awards na nakukuha nila. Tapos pag ni-research mo, di ba? Ano ba tong awards na to? Hindi naman sa ano, no? Kasi medyo critical ako dyan, eh. Pagpaparangalan mo isang, kunwari, isang media practitioners for what they do, eh dapat i-research mo mabuti kung ano yung background niyan. Baka naman napugian lang kayo, nagandahan. O kaya dahil sila lang napapanood, doon nakikita nyo, tapos bigla nyong award. I'm very critical sa ganyan, na dati pa po. O baka sabihin ng ibang mga trolls dito, ingit ka lang kasi wala kang award eh. In fairness naman po sa akin, no? In all humility, nakuha naman po natin yung mga top awards, yung mga legit, no? Awards given to Filipino journalists. Ayun. Pwede nyo naman po i-Google, hindi ko na lang po babanggitin. Ilan po yung ano ko dyan? Pasensya na, medyo salbahe talaga ako, no? Okay, sige. Maraming May binabanggit si David, oh. Oh, David Orindain, oh. 'Di ba? Yung mga ganun ba? Sabi ko sa inyo eh, makakarelate kayo sa akin. Ang problema, wala kasi nagsasalita ng ganito sa media, 'di ba? Nadinig niyo na ba lumabas to sa mainstream? 'Di ba? Parang nagiging mutually reinforcing eh. Parang you scratch my back, I scratch yours. Oh. Dati kasi pinag-judge din ako niyan nung ano. Hindi ko nababanggitin yung school. Long time ago, kinumuha akong judge doon sa parang core group. Sabi, oh, i-screen natin yung mga nominees. Sabi ko, eh, bakit ito mga pinili nyo? Eh, hindi naman ito ganyan-ganyan. Kinuwento ko yung mga, basta, things that I knew about those programs, for instance. Tapos, how did you know na talagang ito yung best, di ba? Ano yung criteria? O baka naman dahil ito rin napapanood, di ba? Ayun, nawa ng Diyos. Hindi na ako kinuha the following year. Kasi sinabi ko yung mga hindi nila gusto madinig eh. Eh di okay. Ayun. Yun. Yun tayo. Sige. May troll ngayon, no? Grabe, oh. May napadpad na troll. Sino ba to? Lando Rapido. Utot mo. Magkano bayad nitong ano? Pag sinag-comment ka ng utot mo. Ayan. Magkano bayad sa'yo? Ang tatapang eh. No? Ayan. Okay. O sige. Maraming salamat po sa inyo. Ayan. Si Andrea, maraming salamat. Si Bev Hernandez. Ayan. Oh, maraming salamat sa inyo. Okay. Sige. Maraming salamat po. Ano? Medyo nabuhay po yung mga trolls ngayon. No? Ito magiging available po ito in the coming days sa Shopee and Lazada. Ayan. Maraming salamat po sa inyo. Ako po si Christian Asgueran. Kita-kita po tayo sa Monday, no? Monday meron po tayong ano, special guest and I will announce that on Monday, okay? So maraming salamat po sa inyo. Kita-kita po tayo sa Monday sa Team Replay at sa Team Delay. Maraming salamat din po sa inyo.